Blog Talk Radio.
All my niggas cold blooded, nigga. Fuck wrong with you?
We make money.
Know what the fuck it is, nigga. Backlog, nigga. Fuck with my East, nigga. Pussy. Getting money. Fucking these hoes.
Trap Money, man. I fucked with the track right there. Seemed like you knew that track, not.
Yeah, I heard that joint a little minute ago. My cousin used to be with trap Money and shit like that. Free Bean, man. Gonna be out real soon. But happy Sunday to everybody. Hopefully everybody weekend went well. Shit, and it's your boy Knockers L, man.
Used to be, what was your first name again? Just Knock, J-Knock.
Yeah.
Then Knock the God. Then Knockavel. Then Knock Get All the Bitches, then Knock the Hoe, all these different names we all used to have and shit, man. Keep It 100 Radio Show, you tuned in right now. We got Diamond in the building today. Oh, I'm sorry, Black Diamond, but Black Diamond with two Q's, right? That's how she spelled it. I swear, when she sent me that, I'm like, that's how you spell black? I even looked in the dictionary just to make sure that's how you didn't spell black, man. But what's up?
Hey, everybody. How you doing? What's up?
How you feeling?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
You know what I
mean? I got a question. Hold on. The thing in your neck, what is that called? I've been seeing a lot of females with that.
It's a choker. I remember it came out when I was like 5, and I used to always want one. My mom wasn't having me. She was like, nah.
It's called a choker. Why? What is that?
It just makes it look cute. It's better than a big choker, like chink necklace or something. Oh. Isn't it cute? I mean, it just stands out. Make the whole outfit come together.
Okay, I mean, if it's fashion, I ain't hating on it.
I'm with it. Together. I like it better than a necklace now because at first I had usually wear gold necklaces, but then I had got me a few chokers, and I'm like, yeah, I'm with that.
Okay.
Yeah, so girls do that, big freaks when they wear those on their neck. Is that true or is it just a myth?
I can't speak for everybody.
You're just doing it for fashion.
Yeah, it's for fashion.
It's just for fashion? Okay.
I don't like being choked.
Right? That's crazy. I don't even like those. Is it comfortable? Is it get scratchy?
It depends how you, like, I can adjust it and everything, so. But it does get a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So tell all the women who don't know where to get the choker.
Oh, you get it from the corner store for a dollar.
Okay.
Do you wear having sex or no?
I never wore it.
No, okay. I didn't know. I thought it was a sexual thing,
I never wore it.
No, okay. Well, welcome to the show and everything. A lot of people who don't know, this is our potential co-host, you know what I mean? She tuned in, and she want to be a co-host for Keep It 100 and shit. And we got some good-ass topics for you guys today, too, man. But let's first go over the weekend. Now, let's see how everybody's weekend was. I'm going to go first. I ain't getting no ass, so I ain't speaking about my weekend. My weekend was wet because I ain't getting no ass. Like, it was just terrible, man. So.
my weekend was kind of, it was all right, man. I was chilling with the homies, you know. That's basically, if I ain't doing shit, I'm with the homies, man. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely linked up. I went down the highway. I only linked up with him. I see him in a couple Sundays. So you feel me? I had to go see what's up with him and the fam down there. So it was an alright weekend. I was chill, you know. Did my thing.
Yeah. Okay. What about you? Black with Q's Diamond.
My weekend was fun. I went to the movie Friday. Seeing Suicide Squad.
How was it?
It's a good movie, but if you're not into comics and stuff, the comic books, I advise you not to even waste your money. Just wait until it come out.
I'm gonna have to go see it for the girl. What's her name?
Harley Quinn.
She was dope in that movie. She was real dope. I might dress up as her for Halloween.
She didn't have on no clothes. So
yeah. She was really dope. She was really good. And Will Smith did his thing, of course, as always.
Yeah.
That's regular, though.
That's regular, yeah. Saturday was just a chill day for me. I didn't do too much. I had a little fun. And today, I was waiting for this moment to come on the show.
Okay. You wasn't nervous tonight? You just chilling, laid back.
I'm never nervous. No.
Yeah.
I mean, you put the shades on. You hiding something, you know what I mean?
I got a lazy eye.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. Just I can dig it, man. Let's get into one of the topics that we had for today, though. What do you consider cheating? You know, we're going to be talking about cheating today. And, you know, I put it on Facebook earlier, too. Well, yesterday, I said, you know, people are so focused on whether or not they're getting played by he or she, they lose sight on the actual relationship. So I figured today, you know what I mean, Black Diamond did give us the idea to talk about cheating. You know, what do we consider cheating and everything else? Now, women believe that if we like a picture from a bitch and we're in a relationship, that's kind of considered cheating. A lot of shit going on. You don't think so, though, right? Okay, good. It'll have been hard being on the show. Like, damn, you believe that shit? It'll be crazy. But question really is what do you consider cheating? In your opinion, now.
Cheating is when I got a girlfriend and I stick my thing in another bitch's thing. Fuck, that's the only thing I consider cheating. I mean, Well, nah, I'm lying. I mean, going on dates with other females, kissing other females, you know, stuff you do with your lady that you do with another woman is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as that Facebook shit go, with liking pictures that you OD. Now they got the things with the love and shit like that. Now if you put the love, you might snap on a little bit.
Well, she look good. You just giving that.
Just keep it moving.
I'm getting yelled at anyway for just hitting the like, but.
I don't know. I'm hitting the like. I need to yell
like,
man, hit like.
That's
in the picture. I like
the
picture.
I'm hitting like.
I'm
hitting it too.
So I see somebody arguing, like, yo, you keep liking all their pictures.
I mean, yeah, that's too. I like 30 of your pictures,
right, yeah.
Bro. Something got to get.
Yeah.
Down. I see you like one or two, and that's on your TL.
Right.
But you're doing the most if it's like 30 and all them shit got the love and like, bro.
Right.
Oh,
but then you don't
like
see that on
her.
Yeah, that's shit.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So that's OD. But what I consider cheating is someone that's just not loyal. You can't keep it all the way 100. Like, if I'm your partner, you supposed to keep it 100 with me at all times. Like, you feel me? If you going to cheat, and then don't have your girl out here looking stupid, you feel me? Like, don't to have her thinking it's something that it's not. You feel me? Keep it real with her at all times. But don't be cheating on your female, especially through Facebook. Like, when a female, because some females, that's why you don't put your relationship on Facebook, because females get into an inbox. And then it tests the dudes out. You feel me? If you respond back to the inbox, then that's like the war zone right there. That's cheating. To consider
really?
That's cheating. If you respond back to the inbox, what is you responding back to that DM for?
Well, if she needs something, when she needs some music work done.
That's different.
Not in her eyes, though.
Business is different. But when it's just, hey, what you doing? Good morning. What you telling my good morning for? Like, no.
What if I knew her before you?
I wake up and say, good morning, babe. He don't need to roll up. Huh?
What if he knew her before you?
What do you mean?
What if he knew
her
before
you? Okay,
that's
different.
What if
that conflict before you? I can't even get mad at that because that's different. Because
okay.
I still have some, like, male friends that will tell me good morning, but I won't respond back. You just don't. It's certain limits. Like, you just don't cross certain lines at all. You just don't. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, I got to represent for my woman. But as far as liking, you can like a person's picture. I like dude's picture, especially if they look cute on my TV. I like, but I'm not going to sit there and love, especially if I'm in a relationship. Not going to love it. You don't do that. Now, Facebook was setting y'all up with that.
Facebook set us all up. You know what I mean? Honestly, in my eyes, was considered cheating. Honestly, I would just definitely say, fuck it. That's it. Kissing and fucking, that's really about it. I can go out on another date with a bitch, and nah, I'm just playing. I know. But definitely text messaging, you know what I mean, different people. Why? You know, you losing sight on this bitch, on your main, for these side little shorties out here. Women, you know, y'all be having y'all little side friends or whatever and shit like that, and y'all be going out on dates or whatever, or having a good time. I consider that cheating as well.
That's
you shouldn't. That's get the fuck out of here. That's not cheating, but I can't inbox back.
Listen.
Oh my God.
The only way a female is going out on a side date, that's because her man is not doing something he's supposed to at home. See, women not gonna go out on a side date if y'all doing what y'all gotta do at home. Now if you're not paying your woman, all we asking for attention and some time. And you can give
y'all make it seem so simple with your ask
so
for. Y'all ask for so much. Yo, ask for so much. Delete the Facebook. Give me your password. Yeah, no, man. Give me your birth certificate. Bitch, what you need that for?
A real woman. No, that's what separates a real woman from a basic hoe. For real, for real. When you have a real woman that's on her grind doing what she got to do, holding her side of the empire up, and you on your side of the empire up, but you can't give your woman no time when she asks, then of course, if a male come in and be like, I want to take you out, and then you're not giving her that attention, she's going to be like, all right, we can go out. That don't mean she's doing anything with him. She's just going out to eat.
But he want to do something at the end of the day, so if that it can lead to that. You get what I'm saying? So I consider it cheating no matter what.
I ain't trying none of that shit.
Me neither.
Yeah, that's none of that
me
shit.
Neither.
That's like if my girl don't give me head and I go get a bitch who says she's going to give me head, that's not cheating. Don't say it's not the same thing.
That's not the
what
same
the fuck?
Going out to eat and sexual activity is not the same thing.
But it can, that going out to eat
no,
can lead to
because
it.
Because as a woman, strong woman not going to get into a bed with a man.
And as a man,
you're going to get your hot ass up and go out to eat with somebody else.
And as a
and
man,
I can get my dick
And listen, as a man, I'm not taking no girl out to eat, but I potentially don't think I can fuck her.
What?
Exactly.
Listen. I'm gonna tell you like a man. Now, if I know you got a man, I'll be like, yo, let's go out to eat, and you'll be like, yeah.
So y'all can go out with niggas now. That's what we're talking about.
If I take you out with niggas, somebody else can take you out to eat.
Listen, if you've been in a relationship with a female, listen, I need another female here because yeah,
yes, you may have
that's
to.
Bullshit. Yeah,
that's some bullshit.
No, it is not.
So it's not. So do you believe that God? All right, so say
if
you
a woman is holding it down on her end of the relationship, and a guy is holding his end too, but you're not giving your woman that time, and she asks you,
then leave
him.
Leave him. Why do you have to go out on dates for everything else? Just leave him.
Somebody
if it's not working out, just leave him.
Wow.
Just leave him.
Yeah.
Just leave him.
Yeah. You go to Apple
why are you wasting his time?
I'm
leaving you about to go.
You
don't
go to Applebee's that bad.
I'm leaving you. No, but if I feel as though if it's a friend that I've been to and he be like, that knows.
That's more than that. Y'all, he's going to hit.
No, it's
he's
not.
Gonna
that's
text
like,
that.
All right, say if I call, I'm not my bro, right? And I'm like, bro, I'm going through something. And I tell him what I'm going through. Just a little bit, because you don't let people know everything in your relationship. You feel me? Just like, you feel me? I feel as though I'm not getting the attention I need. He's like, look, I want to take you out to eat so we can talk instead of third.
Do you really honestly think in your mind and believe that a man's going to be like, okay, I just want to talk
about
it?
I mean,
that can be believable, but you should have said that first.
But listen, some men, even if you call them your bro, they still do want to hit. But women, when you're strong in your mind, hey, me. But when you're strong in your mind as a woman, you're not going to open it because you know what you got at home. But you just want somebody to sit there and listen to you sometimes to have
okay,
a conversation.
Okay, answer me this.
But it's not the same thing.
I'm not going with that. Now, say, if, like you said, we both holding it down. And you don't take me out to eat, but my old friend want to take me out to eat.
It's
ain't going to be World
about,
War II.
No, it's not about taking out to eat. You missing the point. It's about having a conversation. If I'm telling you, babe,
why you got to go out to eat to do that?
I didn't say it was just about going out to eat. It's about showing appreciation and showing some time to your woman. If you in a relationship, say if y'all in a relationship, you didn't do nothing for her birthday or anniversary or anything, you feel me? But she's still holding it down for you. And then somebody else comes to the picture, like, let me just take you out to eat for your birthday or something like that. Some women going to do it, and some people women going to still be in a relationship. Whether some people call it cheating or not, some people still going to do it. Like, all right, he just want to take me out to eat, but that's it, because I'm not going to do nothing else with him.
So can I have that same mindset with a woman? So can I just go out with a woman, out and be like, I'm not going to hit it?
Is your woman at home not doing something?
Right, yeah, just in your same situation and say, if I'm not
like
doing the same
men,
shit.
Some men cheat on their woman and then they'll let them know, like, I cheated because I felt as though you wasn't doing this and all this shit, but we got to move forward from it. We got to improve. We still want to be together. Some people can still move forward after a cheat in a relationship because I've been cheating on a relationship. And that was the excuse I had got the first time. Then the second time you cheated, he was like, I just don't know why I cheated. I'm sorry. Blah, blah, blah. And then I left. You just got to know. Sometimes some people just need something to happen in a relationship in order to see, like, the other person, how much they mean to each other. You feel me? Like, sometimes cheating can lead to something else, like a stronger relationship, a stronger bond. And sometimes it can separate people apart.
Let me find out if my shorty going out with somebody else. I'm out, bitch. Fuck
you. But as a woman, some women really still be with a man after he has sex.
Did you ever see the movie Temptation?
Mm-hmm. She's stupid. She should never know that.
This is how I went. He forgot her birthday. Mm-hmm. He forgot the anniversary. He was just falling off. And she just thought somebody that was just like, fun, so she just fell for him, and you seen the movie.
It can lead to different things. You probably start liking bro more.
Exactly, but he forgot the anniversary. He forgot the birthday. He didn't protect her when the boys was wilding on her when they came from the date, and she had a client who was rich and just wanted to have fun and shit like that. She started falling for him, doing drugs and shit like that, and she got that shit, that magic job.
She did it the wrong way. She did the wrong way.
So what's the process? You're going to sit right here, right now, and tell us the process. Right,
for what?
So what you were saying, you're not getting enough what from at home? You're not getting everything you need?
Yeah, you're not getting everything you need.
Okay. We're putting you on the spot.
No, don't do that. Listen, if you're not getting everything you need, like, okay, yeah, leave. You feel me? If you feel as though he's not reaching your full potential, but you still want to be in a relationship with this man, but a friend of yours be like, I just want to take you out. There's nothing wrong with going out, because I know plenty of people that have went out on dates with other guys while they still were in a relationship because their man wasn't home all the time or their man wasn't doing what they were supposed to do. And some women also conversated with other men and stuff like that while their man, while they still was in a relationship, or why they, or if they was in a break from a relationship and they still went back to their relationship. You feel me? And that's what happens.
Sometimes it takes, you know, just to get that little break.
And certain, sometimes during a break, you meet other people and you talk to other people. Or sometimes in a relationship, you meet other people. If your man, or say if your man not coming, your girl, okay, let me say it's y'all because y'all men. Your girl not coming home every night and stuff like that, not holding it down. When she do come home, she, oh my God, I'm tired. I don't feel like doing nothing. You're going to get tired of that shit, but you still won't be with your girl, but somebody else going to come and play. You gonna do
that bitch is at my fucking house. Ain't that? Swear to God. That's why I'm single now.
That's exactly why I'm single now.
These
bitches get kicked out. She works all the time, and when she comes home from work, she's not giving me no head.
She's not being my girl in the first place.
Y'all resort to having sex and all that. Women don't resort to having sex. They resort to just going out with another guy.
But that can lead to sex though. It's vulnerable. You're becoming vulnerable.
Listen, I'm not gonna have sex while I'm in a relationship with somebody that I'm having sex with.
Yo, on some real shit.
But y'all ain't having sex. Right? Y'all watching the movie.
But we, going out and eating. No, I'm saying the person you with. Talking about that. But if y'all sleeping in bed together, I wouldn't feel right sleeping in bed with this person knowing I just had sex with somebody else. That's nothing. But y'all men, y'all can do that.
We men. But I'm
but we can't go out to eat with somebody because.
Yeah, you sure can.
Do what you want, but don't get mad when I'm going out to eat with somebody else.
The thing about this is, do women ever get caught?
Y'all definitely don't. Y'all the shit.
And that's the more reasons why I'm single today, because y'all bitches is slick. Y'all bitches is slick. And I like that shit, man. I can honestly say that's what's up.
But why y'all so slick? We're not slick. We're just smart.
That's true. Give me one more chance. These niggas be doing that though, bro. It's not us, but it's these other niggas out here that be crying back. You don't know what not to do. What? You don't know if he cried back.
Listen, man.
We grew up. We're not Tatianas, but on some real shit, we don't cry back.
Men do cry back.
Somebody just saying women cheat more than men.
They do.
Right.
That's why. Why would you go out on a date? Because now it's like she's starting to go out on a date with this guy. This bitch might be going out for her. You right. I'm going to step my game up and kick you the fuck out the crib. That's where I'm going to step my game up at. You're not going out with nobody else in my crib. Especially if you living with me.
If it's in your crib, but you in her crib.
I would never. That's another topic. I'm sweating. Nah, this shit is funny, though. It's good. We actually got a caller in the building.
Okay.
Hello?
Yo, what's going on?
Yo, bro, what's good, man?
What's going on? It's Reagan.
Yo, what's good, man? We were talking about what's considered cheating.
I know. I heard.
What's your opinion, bro?
Honestly, I think like men and women are two different, completely different type of creatures. Men are physical and women are emotional. So, like, you know what I mean? Like Diamond was saying, a girl would go on a date, which is cheating, if she feel like her relationship, if she isn't getting everything she needs out of it. But there's girls out there that still don't even do that because they know that's cheating and they know their man wouldn't respect it.
Come up in the show real quick for saying that, man. We had to drop some jewels on her real quick.
Yeah, but because females, they're emotional. So, yeah, you know I mean, so if they're giving their emotions to another man, that's equivalent to a man giving, you know I mean, sex to another girl.
Oh.
I mean, it's cheating. So when you go on another, yeah, when you go out to eat with a man and you telling him things that's going on with your relationship, that's cheating.
Right.
Like that's cheating.
What do you think the other guy in his mind is in right now? Do you really think he's going to sit there and just talk? He's going to sit there and talk to her. He's going to sit there and do what he got to do.
He's going to sit there and be like, man, that's messed up. I mean, he's going to give her, just like any other man would do. Like, they're going to tell you everything under the sun you want to hear. They're going to tell you what you want to hear just to get what they want. Everybody got a hidden agenda, whether it's love or just sex. Everybody got a hidden agenda. So, yeah, they're going to tell you what you want to hear just to get what they want. Yeah, at the end of the day, that man wants sex. He's not really for all that. He don't care about your relationship. You really think another man cares about what that man's not doing? In the back of his mind, he thinks that. So what we going to do when we leave here?
Like
nobody
fights towards your relationship. Like, they really care about you and care how you feel and know how you feel about your man. They give you some advice, like, as to what you should do in that relationship in order for you and your man to.
He still want to smash, though.
And
the crazy thing is, when a man give you that advice, like when a man give you that advice, a female guy, like, so that's what he could do for me. Like, when a man giving you that advice, he's looking like, dang, so that's what he can do for me. If he was my man, he would be treating me like this. He wouldn't be leaving me alone. That's, women are emotional. They think with their heart, and men think with their penis. That's just how it is. Like, that's why, like, honestly, it is worse when women cheat, because women are emotional. Women are more likely to fall in love with another man than a man is to fall in love with another girl. I mean, that's just how it is. Like, going on a date with somebody and telling them about your problems, that's cheating.
Yeah. And honestly, when, like, women are vulnerable, they're easier to hit.
Most definitely. And girls, I know girls be like, no, I would never... I would never do this. I won't do that. But it happens.
You understand? When you, the women are more, when they're vulnerable, it's easier to hit that. That's what it is.
That's fact. But if you sit up there, the mother is crying.
My mind in my head is, what a condom, man. I'm about to hit that.
No, we met each other there. You put me in, he paid for the bill, but we also talked about the relationship thing. I just need somebody to talk to, because whenever I talk to my school at the time, it's like I was getting on, like, talking to the brick wall. Sometimes you need that extra person to talk to. Okay. Especially if it's
would you tell your man you went on that date?
Huh?
Did you tell your man that you went on that date?
He asked me, where did I go out to eat with a person.
Whatever, man.
There it is. That's a lie. If you ain't going to tell him with a male friend, with a guy friend, and we talked about this and this, then that's cheating. You wouldn't tell him that.
I was out to eat with a friend. I went out to eat with a friend.
And I got my talk about a friend, too. Man, I was about to talk about my friend. What you mean? You just said y'all emotional. We physical. Now, you go on another date.
It is.
That's your friend. I want my dick sucked by my friend. We good.
Right.
Hell yeah, y'all crazy. But we about to go on to the next caller, Reagan.
All right, man.
All right, we're going to keep you on, though, so you can listen. You hear me?
All right, most definitely. All
right.
I got some advice from my mom.
Mama,
she's compromising herself. She has to respect herself enough to not allow him to cheat and take him back. I know that's right, Mom.
Tell her to come on the show.
Shout out to Mom Duke.
Mom
Duke's
doing
it. Mom, I'm going to talk to you real fast.
That's bullshit.
No, it is not.
It is. Because no, now, what if, like you said, we're talking physical, emotional. Now, what if you ain't giving me the sex I want and I go find it somewhere else? Supposed to just leave? I got to set my standards higher, huh? That's fucked up. Just leave a nigga sick like that.
And we got another caller in the room, too. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Nene.
Hey, Nene. What's up, Nene?
Say
it again.
Hello,
you're
still
bringing up.
The Android?
Yeah. I'm here. I'm on.
Okay, what's up? We talking about...
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. What do you consider cheating?
Well, foremost, if you got to start deleting stuff, hiding stuff, or anything from your system or other, that's automatically right there that you're about to start cheating.
That's the reason why I'm... Okay,
like,
what else?
As far as you say you want to go on a date, I consider that cheating.
Thank you.
Has nothing to do with your significant other, you're cheating, like no matter what. I don't care if it's just a simple date or you want to hold a conversation or anything. First of all, if there's anything going on in your relationship, then you need to talk to your significant other about it. If it's still not working, don't go fall into another man's arms or to another bitch's arms, because, yes, that's going to lead to y'all end up fucking. That's why it's so easy for the side bitches and the side niggas to get in a relationship, to be a side bitch and side nigga.
Why? Because you want?
Yeah, I've been one for years. I've been one for years.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Look, you've been one for years. They made it so easy for these side niggas and side bitches. For what? Because they get the same treatment as the main nigga and the main bitch.
It's sure do.
Real fact.
We just don't get posted. Every week.
I don't need to. Fuck you, man.
Exactly. You don't get posted, but you damn sure get posted in that bed with her at night, though, don't you?
That's all we need.
Y'all dicking them down the
scene. They bring that type of stuff. So, you saying it's not even justifying
Right. Yes.
They like,
we need you on the show. Come on.
There's some side holes over here. They got me. I don't know how it feels to be a side piece.
But that's what I'm saying, Diamond, though. But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, it's so easy for these niggas to be side niggas. It's so easy for these bitches to be side bitches because why? They get the same treatment. You get cooking out to eat. You get bomb-ass sex. You get bomb-ass dick. You get jewelry. You get all that.
About pillow talking. Stop. All right, if you want to cheat, stop opening your mouth about what you and your girl got going on at home. Like,
that's what we were supposed to be talking about.
You run it all the way down to everything.
What do you mean? How far do you go?
We woke up in the morning. I didn't like the bitch with salt and pepper in my eggs. And the bitch was like, did the girl walk up in there? You can't eat some eggs and grits.
We woke up in the morning.
You put salt and pepper on his eggs and grits on April the 12th, 1923, and he ain't like it that day because he came to my house at 8:50 at night. Yeah, you called him at 8:55. You remember that? See, all that. That don't need to be said.
They
talk too much.
Right, Nene? They talk too much, right?
You talk too much. You kind of talk too much.
Oh, shit, too.
Shit.
Women know their
best. Me neither.
I'm saying.
I don't say nothing.
If y'all of course y'all not. Y'all, see, what are main dudes at?
This is a side crew. You want to become now? You part of the team.
Oh,
be
no.
You think you got to become a side, bitch? Oh, what do you mean? One side.
I'm
three. Yeah, one side.
That's a shame. See,
I'm burnt out.
Yo, thank you for calling,
Nene. Thanks for calling, Nene.
I'm going to continue watching.
All right. Yeah, man, we got a lot of calls in a day, man. You want to get opinion on the topic that we got going on today, call in at 714-694-4101. Again, that's 714-694-4101.
We about to get on to the next track, man. Mir Fontaine's called Wani Wack. You already know it's 85619, man. Keep it 100 with the side crew. Yeah, man.
Just pass me the rock on the score, I promise. Behind the tags, yeah. Might blow 100 bags, yeah. Might drop 100 for nothing, yeah. I bought like a Wani Wag, I ball like a whiny wag. I ball like a whiny wag. Niggas be blocking the kid, but I ain't got time for that. Might pop 100 tabs. Might blow 100 bags. Might drop 100 for nothing. I ball like a whiny wag. I ball like a whiny wag. I ball like a whiny wag. Niggas be blocking the kid, but I ain't got time for that.
I might make 100 shots.
Shot.
I flow on 100 bricks.
Bricks.
Pop me a couple tabs.
Man.
I feel like 100 trips.
Keep it 100, bitch.
Them boys know I put them on.
Okay.
Tryna get dog about me.
Yeah.
Nigga, don't call my phone. Even though I'm Collinswood.
What?
Fuck that kid, I feel like I'm whiny wag. A woman ain't scared of heights for me. You know what I'm coming for.
Bro.
Better have what I'm coming for. Got niggas off 100 zans.
Man.
You sleep, what you living for?
Yeah.
I done heard a million things.
Dang.
They made about 1 million jokes.
Yeah.
Tsunami describes its waves.
Woo.
It can only come blow the smoke.
Woo.
I move like Achilles, nigga.
Woo.
Might arrive on 100 boats.
Woo.
I'm cool like I'm Brad Pitt. I need a down bitch like Lena Joe. Or a down bitch like Scarlett Joe. I go all like Spartan, yo.
Yeah.
Put your girl on my crew.
Bro.
Showed her about 100 moves.
Bro.
Put your girl on my crew.
Bro.
Showed her about 100 moves.
Damn.
Had to roll 100 L's.
L.
She know I don't fucking load. Switch.
Might pop 100 tags.
Yeah.
Might blow 100 bags.
Yeah.
Might drop 100 for none.
Yeah.
I ball like a whiny wag. I ball like a whiny wag.
Splash.
I ball like a whiny wag.
Splash.
Niggas be blocking the kid, but I ain't got time for that.
Splash.
Might pop 100 tags.
Yeah.
Might blow 100 bags.
Yeah.
Might drop 100 for none. I ball like a whiny wag.
Splash.
I ball like a whiny wag.
Splash.
I ball like a whiny wag. Niggas be blocking the kid, but I ain't got time for that. I ball like I'm Johnny Wack. I sing like I'm Johnny Cash. I might just hit it and dash. I might just pull up and splash. All of these college recruits, these niggas know I'm the truth. The bitches just like how I ball, the niggas respect how I shoot. I just came out from the bottom. All of my niggas, they body. I ain't blow 100 at Onyx. I keep it 100, I'm honest. My bitch show off in them jeans. Your bitch got low self-esteem. I put the team on my back. I don't turn my back on my team. On the south side of Jersey. 101s for my jerseys. None of you niggas can't guard me. You ain't ready, you ain't worthy. Smoke the loudest out of loud. We sound like Charlie Murphy. I've been scoring like I'm Kobe. I've been magging like I'm burned. My bitch is hella bad. Your bitch is hella mad. My chiller like Stacey Dash. She like her money in paper bags. Don't play me close and too fast. But you know if I shoot it, it's cash. Might drop 100 for none. I ball like I'm Wani Wag. Might pop 100 tags. Might blow 100 bags. Might drop 100 for none. I ball like I'm Wani Wag. I ball like I'm Wani Wag. I ball like I'm Wani Wag. Niggas be blocking the kid, but I ain't got time for that. Might pop 100 tags. Might blow 100 bags. Might drop 100 for nothing. I ball like I'm Wani Wag. I ball like I'm Wani Wag. I ball like I'm Wani Wag. Niggas be blocking the kid, but I ain't got time for that. On the south side of Jersey. On the south side of Jersey.
Ayo, big shout out to Demir Fontaine, called Wani Wag. Definitely look into his mixtape. What was it called?
WWKS.
Who's Watching the Kids?
Who's Watching My Father? Who's Watching the Kids? You can check it out on our website, 856ant.com/mixtapes. You already know. We about to get into the last call right here and talk about what do you consider cheating? Hello?
Yo.
Yo, who this?
What's going on? It's Jonah.
What's up, man?
Hey, no, I'm chilling, man. I just called to talk about the topic real quick. First of all, I want to shout out Ace 56 and special shout out to Diamond. She's doing her thing up there.
Thank you.
She sure is, big bro.
but look, let me get straight to it, right? Cheating, man. If you got to keep it from your partner, you cheating, man. I don't care if it's going out. I don't care if there's no sex involved. Whatever the case may be, you straight cheating. Mine, I find out mine going out with somebody else. I don't care if it's freaking just to walk the park real quick. We're done.
What?
Tell him, bro. Yo, straight up. Because it always leads to something else. Just like you said, women, they react off emotion, straight up and down. Men, if a man go cheat, it's straight just sex.
Y'all that stupid.
Yeah.
Y'all
female, and look, here's the thing. When females out there and they thinking, oh, I'm going to just get a couple meals or I'm going to just do this and I'm going to do that, they always wind up getting caught up because they're emotional. They start seeing different things that their man not giving them that they get from this other dude. And right. And me, look, I'm be honest with you, I got a pass with me. I used to prey on females like that. I used to love when they had messed up relationships because I knew just how to get them. And you just straight tell them, like, nah, it ain't about no sex. I just want to go out with you. All the while she's telling you all her business, how her man is messing up. Next thing you know, she falls for you. And next thing you know, she's doing any and everything you want her to do. It started out you getting, I mean, her getting money from you. Next thing you know, you getting money from her.
Oh, shit. Where's she at? You know where they at, bro? Tell her to swing my way.
Man, look. Man, look. They out there. But, hey, Diamond, I'm keeping 100 with you. Don't you fall for the – don't fall victim. Because, I mean, that's how men get them. They waiting for you to be all vulnerable. And
that walking apart. Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
that's
– yeah. Like, you thinking – like, that's what men say. Like, nah, I don't even want you for your sex. We just cool like that. So y'all going out. Next thing you know, he in your drawers.
Oh, well,
because he
even
caught
get
you slipping.
If I'm taking you out, I better get it that far.
I did it before. I got that far.
Nah, I mean, I got denied before. That's why she never got taken out again. Fuck you mean. You know what I mean? Play that game. Yeah. Well, we thank
but
you
yeah,
for calling. This,
if, you, if you going out with somebody else, man, you cheating. Ain't got to be about sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
I definitely believe that.
But y'all men are so sensitive, but we're going to go on to the next topic.
Yeah,
we'll save the sensitive part for another
day. So, Diamond, let me ask you something, Diamond. If you find out your man went on a date with somebody else, would you consider that cheating?
I never had someone. I never had someone.
Yes or no question.
Yes or no.
Yes or no.
We speak hypothetically.
No.
If he do it, is that cheating?
What you gonna ask him?
Why y'all went out?
Yes or no?
Would you be ready to take his head off? It don't matter why they went out. They went out.
Bet you in your mind you think he's fucking around.
Hell yeah.
I bet you in your mind. After that, you think he's fucking every other girl and shit.
If he already asked somebody why he was with me and then he go off the
wait, hold on. That's another question. Don't take it out of it. Don't take it out of it.
I was in a relationship with a guy who had a lot of female friends. I could not be mad at that because they were his friends and sisters before we even got together. So he went to the bars and stuff with them. I could not be mad at that. I couldn't be mad at that. But once you start cheating, and then I'm going to think every female that you go out with, you're messing with.
Yeah, but if they my sister,
because if you
like
get
that,
to go out with,
come with me.
If you get to go out with females, I'm going out with my male friends. That's how that's going to
but
go.
But can I come along?
If you want to,
that's
you
what I'm
do.
Saying. That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
But if I can't come along with you and your female friends, then you can't leave my
house.
Man,
Lord,
that ain't about nothing either. Because a real side piece will say, yeah, bring him along. He can come. And as soon as he ain't around, you already know what's going down.
I'd rather
do it like that then.
No, next topic, because that's I really like that topic.
Hey, yo, bro, we take calling in. We want you to keep sticking in, here.
No problem, man. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you, man. You too. Hey, this topic got real, though. Y'all don't
it
really got me sweating. My curls are sweating out right now. What's going on, man?
I think this topic is going to take it over, bro.
All right, so this is the next topic, and this topic right here is definitely debatable. Sorry, it's right now. So the next topic is, and correct me if I'm wrong, quite wordy, all crazy. So if a man and a woman have sex with no condom, right, and she ends up pregnant and the guy tells her to abort it, but she wants to keep it, who baby is it? I said that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so who baby is it? We're going to solve it now. Is it both of their baby? Is this the bitch baby or what?
Oh, I don't understand the question.
Basically,
if you get somebody pregnant while y'all have unprotected sex, and she gets pregnant, I mean, you feel me, after y'all have sex 3 weeks later, you find out she's pregnant, you feel me? She tell you, I'm pregnant, what you want me to do? You say, abort the baby because I'm not ready for a child. She keeps it anyway.
Yeah. Is it just her baby or is y'all baby together?
I mean, technically, it's our baby, but... I mean, that situation is kind of crazy.
It's crazy. It's very debatable.
It really is.
We can get in depth with this topic right here.
I'm about to kick this off.
You want to kick off?
I mean,
kick it off. You don't want to. We won't let you do it.
I'm going to speak on both behalves. You know, as a woman, Like, if a man was, I'm going to speak for me, myself and I, so can't nobody take what I say to heart, because I'm just speaking for me. If I was to get pregnant by a man, and he tell me I don't want the baby, get an abortion, I'm going to get an abortion, because that tells me right there, if I was to have this baby, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to take care of this baby, because you already told me you didn't want this baby. Some men will stick around because they wouldn't want it on their conscience. Like, I got a child that's walking around. I'm not taking care of it. Then you have some men that be like, I told her to get an abortion, so I ain't got to take care of nothing. You feel me? So it's all up to, I feel as though, like, as a woman, you want to keep the baby, even after somebody say get an abortion. That's your choice. But if you, she
changed
me off.
I mean, all right, so in a sense, I definitely agree with Diamond is definitely talking about. Definitely they have sex with no condom and the girl be like, yo, you know, I'm pregnant. Bro, Evan, of course promo. Bitch, I don't want the baby. We're gonna have to go to the abortion clinic. You know what I mean? And then she gonna be like, you know, I'll pay for it, of course, but if she say no, I'm gonna keep the baby, I believe in the situation it could be just mine. I mean just hers. But in the situation, I did have sex with her with no condom as well, in my conscience, too. Even though she allowed me to have sex with her with no condom, my dumb ass still had sex with her with no condom. Right. So I think it's both responsibilities. It can go either way, though. But in real shit, my motherfucking pullout is wet to the what?
God.
My pullout is to the God. Oh, we make no mistakes, bitch.
But
I'm telling you.
Then you have some women out here who will say, I'm going to get the abortion. And then never get the abortion and still have the baby.
You got.
I'm gonna tell you, like a nigga told me, you go with her. Fuck, I need abortion money. When we go together, where we going, bitch? Like, right. You feel me? They got pills or shit like that.
The morning that they have to pill.
You know
what? We need to buy that just on the top.
Oh,
shout out to
God,
man.
$50.
It's not that bad, bro. It's that cheaper than having the baby itself. Ostomy
and
an abortion.
So you about to pick $50 for all your fucking pills instead of going buy the condom? Damn right, nigga.
No plan B pills.
Yo.
Like
honestly, I know, yo, condoms is real good and everything, but it's really hard for
Magnum
me.
Magnum is garbage.
But, yo, it's really hard for us to wear, yo, for us to wear a condom, the sex don't really be that large. Like, that's why niggas don't wear condoms, because the sex
Magnum,
is bad.
Garbage.
I'm telling you, the sex be whack, yo. That's why niggas don't wear condoms.
But, let me end,
so what's your opinion? Do you think it's the girls or just the girls and the guy? I believe it can go either way.
It's both, because I know people they wanted to get an abortion or whatever the case may be, and the girl didn't, and they taking care of. I know, like, honestly, like, 4 people like that. You feel me?
Okay.
So it can go either way. It, like you said, like Diamond said, it's all about your conscience, how you feel. You got a baby walking around, and you just like, yo, I ain't doing it. You gotta get into it, but then I know some people like, look, I don't want nothing to do with that bitch. Even though y'all went raw, it's like, fuck it, you feel me?
Abortion is on my mind before we meet.
Oh,
I feel
shit.
As though some women will say, I'll get the abortion and still keep the baby, and then want to call the dad a deadbeat, then want to put him on child support and be on welfare and all this. But that was your choice of keeping that baby after he already told you, I want to get an abortion. You say you was going to get that abortion and never did. But now the dad is a deadbeat because the dad didn't want to be in the child's life. You can't be mad after he said he didn't want the baby in the first place and you already told him you were getting an abortion and never did.
But it's a stupid idea just to have sex with no condom, too, man. You know what I mean?
It's
we still, we still
got to
put that in account.
It's
our fault, too.
Yeah, it's both of their fault for not, you feel me? It's both of their fault for not saying let's use the condom and whatever, but they knew what the consequences was of their actions. But if a dude was to tell me, I don't want the baby, get an abortion, if I'm going to keep the baby, then I'm going to be like, I'm going to keep it for myself, then you ain't got, I don't need you, you want to be in the child life, good, that's, you feel me, then you want to be in your child life, but you don't, because I'm going to take care of mine regardless, but if I'm going to keep this baby, then going to bash you after I told you I was getting an abortion,
I've never been in this situation before, so thank God. Pull out for the guy.
Me either, but I'm just saying, like, if I was to ever be in a situation where a guy would say, get an abortion, carry her woman clinic, how may I help her?
Oh, so I'm going to come with you, because I'll go with her.
Yeah, I mean,
no. Now, you got to fuck up. No.
Listen, though, but it don't even have to go that far, so you know that you nutted in the bitch. Why y'all not talking about it after y'all done fucking?
Yeah,
You gotta get that girl with Obamacare, bro. That shit free. That abortion shit free, man. Any chick on welfare, holla at me, cause y'all shit free, and I don't gotta pay a dime. Fuck you,
yeah,
man.
Why don't we just talk about it? You know you nutted. Damn, I just nutted. Like, what you want to do? Like, I don't want kids. Like, even before that, I don't want kids.
Right.
I mean, what you want to do? That's how you know. But, you know, like I said, I've been in this situation before. I know people who've been in this situation. People don't, you don't talk. You can't talk about the shit after. Y'all got to wait till she, like, took the test. Be like, I don't want no baby.
Man, you can't be believing these bitches, too. But I had this bitch going to tell me that she had a joint, I forgot what it's called, man.
Miscarriage.
Yeah, I'm like, bitch, I barely nutted. Fuck out of here.
Barely nutted.
Fucking lying on me like that, man. Can't be believing these chicks, too, man. But we about to go on to the next topic. Everybody stick around, and then we're going to get into the call. You already know. I mean, next song. We're going to go on the next song. You already know it's 8, 5, 6, and 10, man. Let's get it.
These bitches be wanting niggas not to be.
I'm with a bunch of real niggas making a toast. I swear these lame niggas, they be doing the most. I don't do the tweeting, I ain't feeling the post. You get the cold shoulder, better put on your coat. I don't feel like dealing with these niggas' emotions. I don't feel like dealing with these niggas' emotions. I don't feel like dealing with these bitches' emotions. I don't feel like dealing with these bitches' emotions. Pause that, you don't even return my calls. But that's some shit I learned by fall. You can't try to please everyone. Sometimes you gotta curb your thoughts. If I was locked up, you wouldn't write me a letter. Probably let me freeze to death, wouldn't knit me a sweater. What happened to the ride or die talk? Guess your feet wasn't reaching the pedal. It seemed to come up small when you need them. Then they got their hands out trying to ask you to feed them. Respect is the one and done. I just pause that, I don't never repeat them. If you looking for a shoulder to cry on, better call your moms, I ain't built for that. Niggas putting way too much faith in they mans. Niggas out here getting killed for that.
It's been a long road cause the trip long. I think I need an oil change on spoil things. All that hate in one ear, right out the other. You know you doing good when they all wish for failure. Praying on my downfall, they be praying all year. This ain't for the kids, or this ain't for the grannies. This is for the niggas who act like they don't understand. I always been that guy, not just the other man.
I'm with a bunch of real niggas making a toast. I swear these lame niggas, they be doing the most. I don't do the tweeting, I ain't feeling the post.
Nope.
You get the cold shoulder, better put on your coat.
Huh.
I don't feel like dealing with these niggas' emotions.
Nah,
I don't feel like dealing with these niggas' emotions. I don't feel like dealing with these bitches' emotions. I don't feel like dealing with these bitches' emotions.
What's
Pause
up with
that.
Everybody and all these emotions? Something in the water or the weed that you're smoking. Perk drop, got your niggas ready to cry. Hate that I'm doing my thing. Something like Kobe when he got that last ring. Pay y'all no mind, too time consuming. Can't kill my vibe. Lift off from the bottom, trying to enjoy my ride. I'll wait bye-bye, enjoy your miserable lives. Probably wish I'd die, but you know I won't quit. Above the influence, too cool for the crowd. Just my hits are loud, so everybody pipe down. So everybody pipe down. I need motivation, inspiration, so I can make it. And it seems like all these niggas trying to take it. All these bitches want is money, just to fuck me. But matter of fact, switch it back. All these emotions, and all these emotions, you just gotta stay focused. And all these emotions.
I'm with a bunch of real niggas making a toast. I swear these lame niggas, they be doing the most. I don't do the tweeting, I ain't feeling the post. You get the cold shoulder, better put on your coat. I don't feel like dealing with these niggas' emotions. I don't feel like dealing with these niggas' emotions. I don't feel like dealing with these bitches' emotions. I don't feel like dealing with these bitches' emotions. Pause that.
Hey, yo, man, that was the Lake Shore Boys. These Reek and Kells is called Emotions. Now, anybody that want to call in, y'all can call in right now at 714-694-4101. Again, it's 714-694-4101. You need to hurry up because we're about to end the show in a couple minutes and shit. So if anybody want to get something off their chest, call in 714-694-4101. We about to get into one call right now. Hello?
Yo, what's going on? It's breaking it.
Yo, bro, you want to get into the topic real quick?
Yeah. On the topic, I think, like, I mean, if they lay down together, that's both of their kids. I mean, that's both of their child. I understand, yeah. Like, if a girl says she's going to get the abortion, take the money and don't, whatever. But at the end of the day, legally, that's still your child. But
okay.
There is a way, like, a guy could legally not even take care of the child. Like, is that, I really don't want to get an information because I know a lot of dudes are probably going to use it. But if you give up full rights to the child, that's like giving custody and basically you're legally not the child's father anymore. So you won't even have to take child support.
So that's basically like a sperm donor, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right, well, good luck on your opinion, bro. Thank you for calling in.
No problem, man. No problem.
All right, man. We about to go on to the next caller. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey,
TT.
Hey, TT.
Hey, TT, baby.
All right, so the same topic, right?
Right, it's the same topic. You about to get into it real quick.
Okay.
What's your opinion?
I can hear the voice.
All right. So, look, if somebody asks you to get an abortion, right, and you decide to keep the baby, it is both of y'all babies. But you can't, that person is not really obligated to take care of that baby because you already know from the jump. If he asks you to get rid of a baby, that he's not going to be there or he don't want to be there.
Right. But if he chooses to, he chooses to.
Yeah, so if he chooses to, he chooses to. But in the same breath, all right, if you're going to keep the baby, that's your baby now. You can't depend on that man because he already told you to get rid of it. He don't want nothing to do with it. So you can't be mad. You can't call him a baby or none of that because he already told you to get rid of it. So now that's your responsibility. You're supposed to take care of that baby.
Right, 100.
Yeah, he's not obligated to because from the jump, once you became pregnant and he told you to get rid of it, it's either I'm going to keep this baby because I want to, or I'm going to keep it because it's by him. Now, if you want to be dumb and keep it because it's by somebody else that you just want to have a baby by, then that's your business. Like, that's some young girl shit. You're not really keeping that baby for you. You're keeping it for other reasons, maybe because what he look like, who he is, what he got, what he doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that baby is not really what you wanted. So now you stuck with a baby that you don't really want, but you kept it because you thought it was going to keep him, and then keep him, and now you're sitting there looking stupid.
Yep. These hoes do it every day, right, Sis?
That shit is dumb.
Honestly, I believe you.
They really do it every day. Like, that shit is crazy.
That shit is dumb. Now, me, I believe if you make a baby, you're supposed to take care of that baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the type of person, if you make a baby and I'm with you or we together or however, I'm going to encourage you to take care of that baby because that's what you're supposed to do because you help make that life. You're not supposed to abandon it. But now if you become ungrateful because it's not going the way you want it to, then that's when you get cut off because now you want some bullshit. If you're there and they take care of the baby, even though they're not messing with you, that's what they're supposed to do. Because that's still both of y'all baby. That's what I believe. It's both of y'all baby. But y'all not obligated to be together because nobody told him to fuck you and get you pregnant either. All right,
I'm lying talking about no birth control. Stop lying,
man. What?
He's thinking that, too. I'm like, yo, is this
lying
yo,
about
this bitch lying to me? Like,
don't worry, bro. My shit to the gods. I'm pulling out the guards.
Thanks, T, for calling me. I appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, yo, for real, man, I like everybody calling in today, man. I'll definitely participate in the radio and shit, man.
Everybody throw up a rock or diamond.
Right, man, y'all already know. We about to play the last song of the night. My man Dre Sean's called niggas I came with, you already know it's 856-19. We keep it 100. Reality Radio, let's get it.
Yeah, man. You already know what it is.
For real.
Flow spit of the dawn.
That's a fact.
Shout out Mills.
My nigga.
Shout out Ian Wiggles too, man.
My nigga.
I just felt like being on some different shit. I said my flow is so impeccable. These niggas be hating like this shit is so acceptable. I'm just trying to count this cash and catch a couple checks too. I'm just trying to chase the streams, pop the bottles for my team. Flow spitter, my flow iller, my shit quarantine. I'm sicker than most niggas. I got this butter for your bread, I got some toast for ya. And you can throw the gloves on, I play the roast for ya. Now y'all got me mad, then y'all got me in my bag. I was feeling broke, so I went and copped a half. Now I'm copping Louis bags, and I pop a bunch of tags. These bitches ain't loyal, they just trying to chase this cash for real. Look, boy, I started from the bottom with this. My niggas so more why they wildin' on the island with this. Niggas be hating, niggas be mad. I'ma keep spinning these balls, spinning all this cash.
Nigga that I'm with dirty. Nigga that I'm with pack a dozen thirty. Nigga that I'm with ready to hit a lick. Nigga that I'm with ready to pay shit. And I'm ride with them niggas that I can't with. And I'm ride with them niggas that I can't with. And I'm ride with them niggas that I can't with. And I'm ride with them niggas that I can't with. Nigga that I'm with dirty. Nigga that I'm with pack a dozen thirty. Nigga that I'm with ready to hit a lick.
Hey, yo, man, this is Keep It 100. That was my man, Dre Sean, niggas I came with. Yo, the topic that we had was dope, man. Definitely. Next Sunday, we got an interview with my man, Stripes, from East Camden. You already know, man. Anybody got some shout-outs today, just in case? Yeah. You got shout-out?
Okay. Shout-out to my creator, my mom, my queen, my everything. I love her.
Shout-out, Mom.
My best friend, Shakaya. Shout out to my cousins, TT and Nene. I love y'all. Thanks for tuning in. And shout out to everybody else who tuned in and helped me represent for the ladies. I'm going to need y'all definitely again. I love y'all. And thanks for holding it down for me.
She already know, because we side niggas know how to argue. Fuck you mean. Nah, I don't got no side. Just shout out to the whole Keep It 100 team, man.
Yeah,
going
man, shout out
right
to
now.
The whole Keep 100, 856 Entertainment, man. The whole Winter Circle, my gang, feeling my family, everything, man. Thanks for everybody who was watching.
Yeah,
shout out to y'all too. Thanks
for
having me.
Well, you already know, man. Thank you for coming here and spitting that woman knowledge. You know what I mean? We're going to convert you to a side chick. Fuck you, man. We convert her to a side chick. She ain't going to have no more means. But, man, check us out next Sunday at 7 p.m. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Keep It 100. We out here. Wow. You know what I mean?
You're a cow. What's up, man?